Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
So like if a black guy was beaten for, you know, being black while walking around in the street, an immigrant too, because we know everyone on the right hates immigrants, right? If that person were beaten for those reasons, that'd be like a hate crime, wouldn't it?
Yes, it certainly should be.
Sounds like it, right?
Going to enforce those types of crimes.
Yeah, you would hear all about it in the mainstream media. I mean, here finally is an example of what they're talking about.
You would think.
So why don't we hear about this? Because this black immigrant from West Africa was beaten up Saturday by two black men in Germantown, Maryland, because he supports Donald Trump and was wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, well, that explains everything then. So
yes.
There's nothing to see here.
No,
move along.
No, and he probably deserved it, you know, clearly. Because you could tell by looking at him, right?
Of course.
Yes. A legal immigrant from Togo who supports Donald Trump made the mistake of wearing the hat. This is in, again, Germantown, Maryland. He was attacked and beaten for wearing the hat. They were angry at him and explained to him before they beat him that they were angry at him because he was making the Make America Great Again hat and they wanted him to take it off. So an actual hate crime as opposed to the fake ones that the media spends the time on. They're just not interested. I mean, if a black man beaten in America, I would think that would be big news, right?
You would think.
You would think. Oh, speaking of which, big news. Finally. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just don't get it. All week I have been talking about this UNC Duke conference about Gaza. Hundreds. It's sponsored by those two universities, but also two dozen departments inside the universities, federal money paid for it, and they sang anti-Semitic songs. I mean, blatantly anti-Semitic songs, including from the stage, the moderator yelling, "You look beautifully anti-Semitic," saying, you know, let's go full Mel Gibson here, because, you know, Mel Gibson had an anti-Semitic incident, trashing Jews from the stage. I mean, just like so bold and out of control, just in-your-face anti-Semitism. And I've been saying, you know, where's the outrage? You know, I mean, we've been told that the synagogue shooting was Trump's fault simply because he's Trump. Well, I mean, if people are singing anti-Semitic songs sponsored at rallies sponsored by the government, I mean, I would think that would be big news, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it used to be that if they announced a speaking engagement by Ann Coulter, they have shut a university down.
No, through violence they would, because it's too dangerous.
Yeah, just shut it down.
Can't have it because it's stupid. But this was fine. Professors attended. Students attended. There's video of it. Here's some of the lyrics I wrote down about Jews. They're influencing our politics. You know, their money rules the world. Anti-Semitism, yeah, okay. This is my anti-Semitic song. So, I mean, they make it real clear, right? Like, you don't even have to interpret that it's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to take that out of context.
No, yeah, and you can't. I know it sounds R&B stuff, but don't think of Rihanna when you say it. I think of Mel Gibson. Go that anti-Semitic, he sang from the stage. And he's got karaoke, so they can sing along. I mean, they are pumped. They are having a fun time singing this song with him. Let's try it together, because I need your help. I cannot be anti-Semitic alone. And then as they're, you know, pumped and singing, they're on their feet. He says, "You look beautifully anti-Semitic."
Not sure about that. May have a good beat. Maybe you can dance to it.
Yeah, that'll be fine, right? No, of course it's not fine. Okay. Now, this has been covered locally. My beef is it has not been covered nationally. It has not been condemned nationally. It has not even been acknowledged nationally, and that's because it was liberals that were doing this.
Mm-hmm. On a college campus.
Yes. From the stage, the notoriously anti-Semitic Palestinian rapper Tamir Nafar said, "Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world," as the audience sang along and laughed. Should have been a hard story to miss. I mean, hey, that's a big deal. Wow, we have brought anti-Semitism to campus. By the way, it's so bad, you should see the video. The conservative Jewish activist had to sneak his camera in to record this because they had barred him from entering. because he was asking questions about it. Now, since then, according to the local ABC News affiliate, the UNC interim chancellor, Kevin Guskowitz, has now issued a condemnation. Quote, a performance during a recent conference held on our campus contained disturbing and hateful language. Oh, that's an understatement.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he condemned it. Duke University also denounced this in a statement. But so far, no coverage. I mean, it's so strange. From the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times.
Yeah.
Mainstream media, they're just not interested in this. I mean, wow, how jarring to see hundreds of liberals standing on their feet screaming and yelling anti-Semitic things. It's awesome. Right? We love it. We don't? Where's the coverage?
Yeah.
I mean, when you contrast this to the massive amount of coverage given to Jussie Smollett when he was allegedly beaten, given to the Covington Catholic boys, the message here is clear. Anti-Semitism is A-OK on the left, and they're not going to cover it. They're just not. This is where we are. Now, if some lone loon goes and shoots up a synagogue, they'll condemn Trump and say his anti-Semitism somehow led to that, although they can't they can't tell you what anti-Semitism. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And they'll give that extensive coverage. I think about this for a minute. Going back to the MAGA hat guy, right? The recent legal immigrant, huge Trump fan, wearing a MAGA hat in public, beaten by two black men for that. But contrast that. That just happened in Maryland. Contrast that with Jussie Smollett, the endless coverage of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's a black guy, like, actually beaten.
Right.
Like, not fake beating, but, like, actually beaten. No interest. He was punched in the head and upper body, and his hat was taken from him after he refused to take it off.
Just shaking your head. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Where's the coverage? I mean, when you contrast it to the coverage given other things, and this is how they create the fake atmosphere of hate.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they have the left weaponized and convinced that they are living through the second coming of the Third Reich.
Yeah. And that it's the end of democracy.
Yes. Well, we never, this was not never a democratic country. Yeah. So if we lose democracy, we'll be okay. yeah.
No great loss.
I mean, when you have this is confirmed. Okay. This is not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You have the UNC interim chancellor has condemned it in writing. It's not anybody's imagination. It wasn't taken out of context. And by the way, there were leftists all over online when I posted this saying, oh, it must have been taken out of context. It wasn't. Watch the video.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real clear. I mean, you cannot mistake what they were saying.
That's always their excuse. Oh, you're taking me out of context. Oh, the exact words you use?
Yeah. You look beautifully anti-Semitic. Hard to take that out of context.
Yeah.
I cannot be anti-Semitic alone, just in case you weren't sure what he meant. And there's just a shrug of shoulders. What's really scary, Lee, again, is Ami Horowitz, the Jewish conservative activist who got this as a great patriotic service to his country. I mean, how do we end up with Jews on cattle cars being taken to concentration camps in the Nazi regime? It started on college campuses during the Weimar Republic. We are watching. We are literally watching it happen again. And I bet you the media ignored it then, too. I bet they did.
Yeah.
So there you go. You want to
today's media certainly is.
Yeah. You want to know where the answer? I want to know the name of every professor who went to this. I want to understand and comprehend this. They should be shamed publicly. They should be doxxed. They should be fired.
That was the term I was fixing. Isn't that what they always want to do with every Republican that has anything to do with Trump or, you know, anything that they consider immoral or illegal or unconstitutional?
Yeah. I mean, he even goes, Ami Horowitz, and interviews a professor on her way in there, and she's like, well, blacks have a lot of reason to be mad at Jews. When he asks, you know, Jews keep being beaten, she's like, well, they have a lot of reason to be. What?
So justification of gang violence against.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Yeah. Jewish.
No, it's totally cool.
Hasidic Jews. Yeah.
How have they not been doxxed? How have they not been destroyed? So this shows you that when it comes to even like the liberal mob online, right, where they're. Yeah. Remember they were doxxing and trying to destroy and get people fired for just donating to Trump's wall fund, the wall fund on GoFundMe.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And they were doxxing people. But nobody here seems to be doxxed. That's just so strange. I mean, so I guess these liberal activists don't actually mind extreme bias or homicidal, anti-Semitism.
They're actually the right people.
Yes. As long as the left is doing it, it's okay. So, like, if you want to beat a guy who's black and an immigrant and a MAGA hat, that'll be fine. If you want to, if you want to slur Jews on the public dime That'll be fine.
So I guess Antifa are freedom fighters, and of course any Republican, well, you're just a bunch of thugs.
Yeah. So once again, proving, as we say all the time, Lee, they don't care about anti-Semitism or racism.
Nope.
They don't care.
Nope.
It's just a tool to silence the critics they can't win arguments with.
Divide and conquer.
Yep. Divide and conquer. And if you look beautifully anti-Semitic along the way, well, that's a bonus, right? I guess.
And you might make a viral video hit.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Disgusting. I can't, it is outrageous any of them still have jobs this morning. On the public dole, mind you, working at a university federally and state funded, Duke and UNC Chapel Hill, folks, this is now mainstream. Yeah, so it's National Mueller Report Day, and if the Democrats had had a longer, you know, lead time on this, they would have, you could have had a national holiday, nobody goes to work, we'd all sit around and read the Mueller Report. They'd have loved that. Couple things you need to remember today. I've done this in every hour because they are important. Virtually everything the media has broken about Russia collusion, no doubt, including whatever they say today, has been wrong. They just got it dead wrong. Overall cover, overall viewership in prime time for CNN and MSNBC, MSNBC down 30 and 50% respectively, has not recovered since it broke. That the biggest story they've pounded over and over again, collusion, and didn't happen. It's not real. They have not recovered from that. So they're going to do it again. They're going to go right off the plank, folks. Let them. Let them. This stuff is coming out now. It's got to add up to something. Let them dig in deeper. Because why? Well, Dan Bongino nailed it yesterday on Fox News.
The media freakouts have been marked by one thing. They've been wrong about everything. I mean, literally everything. They're trying to set up now this, what's Barr hiding? They have no evidence he's hiding anything. Just like they tried to set up the narrative that Trump was going to fire Mueller. That didn't happen. And they're going to try to set up a narrative that Trump did, in fact, obstruct justice. And it was Barr and Rosenstein that made that go away through some secret cabal. It's all nonsense. They've been wrong about everything. They're trying to save their reputations that have been flushed down the collective toilet bowl. They've got nothing else to go on.
Yep. Couple things you need to know about what they're going to say today. Chris Matthews on MSNBC gave us a preview. It started with this.
The hope is that it will not only shed light on Trump's strange relationship with Russia, of course, but that it will explain why Robert Mueller decided he could not exonerate the president on obstruction of justice.
Okay, that's going to be the big one today. Because in Barr's four-page report that summarized the Mueller report, they said that they had found no collusion, so there's no collusion, and they were inconclusive on obstruction of justice. So you're going to hear the words obstruction of justice over and over and over for the rest of the week as the media attempts to paint it that Trump obstructed justice. Keep this in mind. Every time you hear it, you're going to notice something if you look for it. You'll hear this. I can already tell you what they're going to say and how they're going to have to work around the major problem with this. In order to have obstruction of justice, you must have a crime. Now, I know obstruction of justice sounds serious and scary and really mean, but what is it? Well, obstruction of justice is when you have political power, I mean, you're president or head of the FBI or whatever, and you use your power to block a criminal investigation into yourself or your friends or, you know, someone like that. That's obstruction of justice. So in order to have obstruction of justice, you have to have a crime. They will not tell you what the crime is because they don't have one. So the entire reason Bill Barr said, our attorney general said last week, I'm an open investigation, is because there's no crime. See, that's a problem because Fourth Amendment-wise, you got to have some evidence of a crime in order to open investigations, in order to get warrants. If you do not, or you made up evidence of a crime, to fool a court into giving you a warrant, that is a crime. And they don't have evidence of a crime. And so Bill Barr says there's no evidence of a crime here. I don't understand how they opened this investigation legally. Well, the answer is they didn't. So watch this today. Obstruction of justice. Obstruction could have actually. Trump tried to obstruct justice. They don't know for sure. They can't say for sure. Well, again, you need a crime. Let me give you an example. Like of what actual obstruction of justice would be. Like obstruction of justice would be when the Intelligence Committee of the of Congress was investigating Hillary's many crimes with the server, and they subpoenaed her laptop. They subpoenaed her laptop because there were classified emails illegally on the laptop, or they subpoenaed the laptop. Well, the FBI got the laptop and destroyed it. To find the subpoenas, Congress was never able to see or examine the laptop. That's obstruction of justice, destroying criminal evidence in a case to help your friend, Hillary Clinton. See, so in that case of obstruction of justice by the FBI, there actually is a crime. There are the emails that Hillary illegally sent, see? And then there's a subpoena demanding them, and then the FBI just goes and destroys evidence. Like, that would be obstruction of justice. See what I'm saying? There's a crime there. Watch the coverage today, and you will notice something missing. They can't delineate. They cannot spell out. They cannot say what the crime was, and without it, you cannot have obstruction of justice. You can't obstruct somebody from investigating the crime against you if there's no crime. I won't tell you that, though. Because obstruction of justice sounds so good. You know, it sounds like really scary and kind of bad. Anyway, Chris Matthews was saying that they need to go ahead and hurry up and do the impeachment. Notice again in this cut, he doesn't say for what, though. They just need to do it.
Yeah, equally important is what Democrats in Congress decide to do. I'm going to make a strong case at the end of all this. Tomorrow's either the beginning of a process of impeachment or it's an end of that process.
For what, Chris? For what? I don't know. I just said it. It sounded good. Meanwhile, bombshell after bombshell continue to break in the Trump-Russia collusion criminal case. Things that are actually crimes, all of them ignored by the mainstream media. I can't believe what's come out in the last 2 weeks. I mean, starting with the Peter Baker transcript. Remember Baker? He's the FBI attorney. And he was interviewed behind closed doors last year. Classified setting. Well, they're finally releasing the transcript, so it's new news now. And everybody's ignoring what he said. Up to 17 FISA applications. Not one. 17. Filed by the FBI. Whoa. I mean, because we were told, you know, Russians attempted to infiltrate the Trump campaign, so we had filed at a FISA warrant. Yeah. Okay, well, that's that one. And we know you were censured for perjuring yourself before the court. You lied by the FISA court in that case. Where were the other 16 about? I mean, this thing could be massive. But were they spying? Folks, they were spying on the whole Republican field is what they were doing. Bombshell. Did you see it anywhere? No? Huh. That's interesting. It was right there. I mean, in the transcript, Jim Jordan grilling him about the 17 FISA applications. And he turns to the FBI attorneys and for warrants, and they tell him not to answer. He doesn't deny it. That's not even the biggest thing. No, the biggest thing right now, this whole Bill Barr thing, this should not even be the biggest story today. We have them dead to rights now, folks. This came out yesterday. Yesterday afternoon. You want to talk about a crime? I mean, think about this for a minute. What would be a bigger story? We're trying really hard to nail the president for something. We have no evidence of a crime. Or we finally have the FBI dead to rights obstructing justice, which is a crime. I would think second. And that's what just came out. Judicial Watch, which has been doing the entire job of the Department of Justice on a shoestring budget, used a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit to get a hold of an intelligence memo from who? This is incredible. The FBI. And what does that memo say? This is nuts. Written by the FBI, it warned that Hillary Clinton's massive compromise of national security with her private email server could potentially compromise national security. They put it in writing. She continued to use the server anyway, and she didn't care. And then they covered it up. Okay, keep in mind, every classified email she ever sent was a felony. Every one was an individual felony. There were hundreds, but it was worse than that, according to this memo written by the FBI. Hillary Clinton's national security breach was so egregious, the FBI said at the time that her entire email system should have been classified. Why? Because of the cascade effect. So it's like if you've got Like one of the hundreds of emails, that's marked classified, right? See? That's one thing. But if you have four others pertaining to the same subject, now you're into top secret territory and beyond. Because now you've got the whole thing. The FBI was very concerned about this. Every one of these emails, let me remind you, is a felony. You cannot put emails on an unsecured server. You have to view them, write them, and send them in a SCIF. Or it's a SCIF, I'm sorry. It's a special room. You cannot legally do it any other way. The memo by the FBI continues. The emails will now have to be found, reviewed, and upgraded under EO 13526. It will be our right to classify the entire HRC collection at the secret level because of the mosaic effect. They even went on worrying, quote, the potential damage to the foreign relations of the United States could be significant. Everyone was a felony. They wrote it, they sent it to her, and she ignored it. And then they covered the whole thing up. What more do we need, folks? I mean, it's just... I mean, can you imagine? This would be the equivalent of, and I said this earlier, this would be the equivalent of Police Chief Ken Miller noticing that I, Tara Servatius, have committed multiple felonies and all, and I'm still in the process of doing it. And instead of, you know, he's got the evidence, he's got me dead to rights. Instead of, you know, sending somebody to arrest me, as he should, he sends me like a nice little email. Hey, Tara, could you knock off with the felonies? These are high-level felonies, Tara. Could you knock it off with the felonies? And I went, oh, no. And he went, oh, okay. Cool. We'll cover them up for you later. Now, this is obstruction of justice. We have actual breaking obstruction of justice. We have them dead to rights. This, folks, is the time to impanel the grand jury right now. You seen this story anywhere? Well, you find it if you Google it. It's all over the place, just not in the mainstream media. Fox News did it. They did a good job of reporting it. What's bizarre and has also come out in the last 24, see, this is the real news. They don't like you to have the real news because that's dangerous. This is the real news. The other thing that they did is it appears that they began to investigate this after ignoring her crimes at the time. I mean, they should have gone, impounded the server, taken it, so that the foreign agents couldn't go continue. By the way, at least six hacked that server that we know of, including a Chinese hacker. We know that for a fact. Remember that came out? Hill broke that. They were posing as a Chinese company, and they had built a backdoor into the server. They were taking everything she put on there. Of course they were. She was selling it to them via the Clinton Foundation. Remember on the server there were emails? There were Clinton Foundation emails on there? And her attorneys cut a deal with the FBI not to look at them just because? Why? I mean, the Clinton Foundation is taking in millions, hundreds of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Of course it's connected. The FBI said, we won't look at it. And we have the FBI in writing acknowledging her crimes and the severity of them. But something else happened, too. They launched an investigation into this when it broke. Judicial Watch just got that, too, in writing. And they had applied for the security clearances that they needed. They can get a special temporary security clearance because the emails were of such high classified nature on the server because of the cascade effect that some FBI agents couldn't even investigate them. And so they had applied for what they needed to go in and look at those emails, and then they never went any further. At the time, the application was still pending, but they hadn't done the investigation. Comey had already begun to author the exoneration memo. We got it all, folks. It's time to impanel a grand jury. The Democrats know all of this, by the way. None of this is lost on them. Especially not Nancy Pelosi and the Gang of Eight. They saw all the raw intelligence. They know what happened here. So everything you hear today is panic to cover all that up. Drip, 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 drip. The only question now is, will there be justice for the people who actually obstructed justice? The criminals at the FBI and inside Hillary's organization. I don't know. We'll see. Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Mike in Hendersonville. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tara. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned about Judicial Watch, and you keep hearing them on the news that they're doing all this investigative work, and the Heritage Foundation does something like that also. But here it is going on 3 years, and they've got all these felonies that have been revealed. nobody has the courage to do anything. So what good does it do to have them bring it out and then nobody does anything? Because then it's like they're still innocent.
Okay. I'll try to answer your question, Mike, in Hendersonville, and thank you for your phone call. Okay. So a couple of problems. First of all, up until Bill Barr was appointed, we effectively did not have a attorney general. We didn't have one. They got Jeff Sessions to recuse himself because he once shook hands with a Russian at a public event, remember? And then he just went to sleep. I mean, that's why we call him Rip Van Sessions. He did nothing, and he wasn't allowed to have anything to do with the Russian thing after he recused himself. So there's nobody to prosecute. Like, who was going to prosecute it? You're saying, what good does Judicial Watch do? So we got Sessions out of the way. Now we have Bill Barr. Now, which side he's batting for, whether he's uniparty, dual justice system, or he's actually going to take an honest look at this like an honest prosecutor would, we don't know yet. But that's the answer to your question, because Jeff Sessions allowed the liberals who control the Department of Justice to bury this stuff. So there was never a chance it would ever be scrutinized. There's a third reason, by the way, that we just found out this week from Devin Nunes on the Laura Ingraham Show. He's the former head of the Intel Committee, and here's what he said. This is fascinating. That the reason that the FBI just flat out refused to comply with the subpoenas was because Robert Mueller personally worked to keep Congress from getting the damning documents in the Russia situation. He said, oh, no, that'd be we have to keep those secret as long as the Mueller investigation's up and running. This was their protection. By the way, for Robert Mueller to do that is absolutely outrageous. To go and tell the FBI and the Justice Department, do not release this material that Congress absolutely has a right to see, material that might prove criminality by the DOJ and the FBI because it might interfere with my investigation. So they had to close the Mueller investigation first. Bill Barr has to close the Mueller investigation before he can do an investigation because of that. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to see all the materials because Mueller will be like, oh, you can't look. In fact, some people think, and I think, too, that the Mueller investigation was a shield this way. They could say, well, Congress, you can't see the criminal evidence of the crimes the FBI committed here because, we need to keep a secret during the Mueller investigation. Yeah, that's the ticket. So two things right there. And then the third, political will. Our Republican leadership for 2 years was using investigations into this to terrorize the president. They were appalled that he won. It's a power struggle. It was a power struggle for control of the Republican Party, and they were going to take him out. Trump only has the upper hand now through power. That's no other reason. Not that they like him now. It's just he's gotten too big. They have to look like they're going along. So that's why they've wrapped these investigations up. So three-prong answer to your question. You say, what good does Judicial Watch do? A lot of good. A lot of good. They have gotten stuff that the Department of Justice hasn't even told us about. But that was publicly available. I mean, this is stuff that's not classified. That's how I know about it. That's how we know about it. That's how they're able to get it. They don't have security clearances. So this is stuff the Justice Department could have gotten all along, could have done something with. I mean, everything that we need to begin a criminal investigation or a grand jury against these FBI agents and Department of Justice officials is public. It's in the public sphere. We don't need anything else. But Bill Barr just took office, and assuming he's honest, we don't know yet. He could be part of the cover-up crew. I have no idea. We'll find out. We'll get a better idea today, as one texter earlier said in the show. Before any of that could happen, Bill Barr had to take office. And at a minimum, he's got to say, well, I've got to review the stuff. And he probably hasn't reviewed it all either. I mean, he's just settling in the office. So all those reasons. Texter writes, Mike is right. A person is innocent until proven guilty. Talk radio and Judicial Watch don't get to declare a person's guilt. Well, neither does the Democrat Party, and they've done nothing but that with Trump and the mainstream media without any evidence of a crime. They cannot articulate what the crime is. That has not changed. It won't change today. You will not hear what the crime was by the end of the day. You're not going to hear it. You'll hear obstruction of justice thrown around a lot because it sounds scary, but you need a crime for obstruction of justice. You do. Here, I'll let Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor, explain.
Is she right? Do you see a case for obstruction building?
No, I don't. And I think if Congress ever were to charge him with obstruction of justice for exercising his constitutional authority under Article 2, we'd have a constitutional crisis. You cannot charge a president with obstruction of justice for exercising his constitutional power to fire Comey and his constitutional authority to tell the Justice Department who to investigate, who not to investigate. That's what Thomas Jefferson did. That's what Lincoln did. That's what Roosevelt did. We have precedents that clearly establish that. When George Bush the first pardoned Caspar Weinberger in order to end the investigation that would have led to him, nobody suggested obstruction of justice. For obstruction of justice by the president, you need clearly illegal acts.
Bingo. Don't forget that today. By the way, Mike saying a person is innocent until proven guilty. Talk radio and Judicial Watch don't get to declare a person's guilt. No, I didn't. I've said all along, there's enough here to impanel a grand jury. That's what I've said.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.